Dear men and women, I am Mary Magdalene.
亲爱的男人与女人，我是抹大拉的玛利亚。
I am present here with joy.
我带着喜悦存在于这里。
I have been a human being like you.
我也曾经生而为人，就像你们一样。
And I loved being human.
我很喜欢当人。
I know you often feel that being human gives you a lot of burdens.
我知道你们常常会觉得当人是一件，是一个沉重的负担。
But please be aware that it's only by being human that you can experience intense emotion and revelations.
但是请你们要了解，只有透过当人，你们才能够去经验强度很大的情绪，然后并且得到启发。
It is true that your soul's awareness is partly veiled when you are human and on earth.
当你生而为人，生活在地球上，确实有一部分的意识是不清楚的，被遮住的。
But this gives you the possibility of experiencing life with all its ups and downs very deeply.
但是它也给了你一个机会，可以深切的去体验你的生活，不管是高潮还是低潮。
And it's the depth of your experience that in the end makes you wise.
也是这样子的深刻的体验，最后可以让你变得有智慧。
To me, the face of an old man or woman, a wrinkled face with soft eyes, is much more beautiful than the face of an angel.
对我而言，当一个人年老，不管是男人或是女人，他那年老而有皱纹的脸，有一双柔和的眼睛，那比天使的眼睛还要漂亮。
I honor the human being, and human beings are either male or female. It is a deep part of who they are.
我尊敬人类，人类也许是男人或者是女人，而那都是他们很深的一个部分。
When you go through the experience of being human, being your gender influences you a lot.
当你体验到生而为人，你的性别会对你有很深的影响。
And when you come down to earth, coming down as a soul, incarnating in a human body,
当你降生成人类，当你的灵魂来到地球上转世，
you pick up the collective energies of male and female as they are on earth.
你会感知到在地球上男性或女性的集体能量。
And so all of you, when you become either male or female, you carry some of the burdens of the past.
所以你们不管是男性或者是女性，你们都会承接着过去的一些重担。
And when you choose to become a woman on earth,
当你选择要在地球上当一个女人，
you will face some of the issues that women have been facing for a lot of generations.
你会面对女性很多世代以来就已经在面对的问题。
You will identify mostly with the female energy.
你会常常认同女性能量。
And when you grow up, you will start to think of yourself as a woman first.
当你在成长的过程中，你会先认为自己是个女人。
I ask you now, when you are a woman, feel your own female energy very clearly.
如果你是女人的话，现在我要请你非常清楚地去感受自己的女性能量。
And when you are male,Feel your own male energy.
如果你是男人，去感受你的男性能量。
And now I ask you to realize that something in you is aware of this energy, of this female or male energy.
现在我要请你了解，你内在有一个部分是觉察到这两股能量的，也就是男性或女性能量。
There is an awareness that goes beyond male and female inside of you.
在你的内在有一份觉察，它是超越男性与女性的。
And because there is this awareness that goes beyond duality, you can start to heal the energies inside of duality.
因为有这样一份超越二元的觉察，所以你可以去疗愈在二元里面的创伤。
In the present time, a change of consciousness is happening.
现在意识正在改变。
And one of the most important aspects of this change is the changing relationship between men and women.
这个改变里一个很重要的面向就是男女关系正在改变。
Men and women have become alienated from each other.
男人跟女人都跟彼此疏远了，孤立了。
Because of very one-sided images in the past of both male and female, they have become strangers to another.
因为过去对于男性女性能量的理解，所以他们现在跟彼此之间疏远了。
And of course, there has been violence between the sexes.
当然，在性方面也有暴力。
And sexuality itself, which is a sacred area, has been violated.
性的本身是一个神圣的领域，但是却受到暴力的破坏。
Although you see in the streets and on television everywhere a lot of images about sexuality and beauty,
虽然在街道上或是电视上，你可以看到很多的画面在讲关于美或者是性。
Real and true intimacy between men and women is quite rare.
但是男女之间却很少拥有真正的亲密。
And this needs to change.
而这是需要改变的。
We can only build a new world when men and women start to love each other again.
只有当男女可以重新相爱，我们才能够建立一个新的世界。
And I'd like to speak about women's energy first.
我想要先来谈一谈女人的能量。
What happens when a woman feels disrespected in her feminine energy?
当一个女人感觉自己的女性能量是不受尊重的时候，
is that she withdraws from the lower energy centers, from her belly.
她就会从自己比较下面的能量中心退出，就是从腹部这边退出。
In the most extreme cases of disrespect are abuse, and sexual violence.
那这种不尊重的极端情况就是暴力，性暴力。
This can be so traumatizing for a woman that she kind of dissociates from her body.
这对一个女人是非常深的伤害，然后她甚至可能开始跟自己的身体切断连接。
But also, there are less extreme forms of violence.
不过暴力也有不这么极端的情况。
When women are taught to become like males, not to value their feminine energy,
当女人被教育要变得像男人一样，不要看重自己的女性能量。
Their true nature is also denied or repressed.
她们真实的本性也被压抑了，否定了。
And so it is rare for women to be truly at ease with themselves.
所以女人很少能够自在地做自己。
Especially in this age, the heart of women is needed to change reality.
尤其在这个时代，我们需要女人的心来改变实相。
The ability to connect deeply with others, the ability of empathy.
一种很可以跟别人深刻连结的能力，一种同理的能力。
Is so much needed to bridge the gap between people and between nations.
是我们非常需要的，才能够填补人与人之间的断层，还有国家与国家之间的断层。
But if women cannot truly take pride in themselves and take up space,
但是如果女人无法以自己为荣，无法拥有自己的空间，
the beautiful heart energy cannot truly be expressed in the world.
她那很美的心的能量就无法在这世界上被真正的表达。
And so I ask each of you now.To travel with your attention into the area of your belly, your abdomen.
所以现在我邀请在座的每一位，把你们的注意力带到你的腹部。
And imagine that in the middle of your belly is a source of power, vitality, of light.
现在想象在你的腹部中央有一个源泉。它是生命力、光与力量的源泉。
Here, your soul's energy gets rooted into earth.
你的灵魂透过这里根植于大地。
And with every breath, imagine that you touch this source of strength inside of you.
感觉你的每一次呼吸都可以触碰到这个力量的源头。
Feel the feminine power of earth and allow energy of earth to travel upward through your legs.
感觉大地的女性力量，也允许大地的能量从你的脚往上进入你的身体。
And notice if you can see a little girl inside of your belly.
然后也注意看看你是否能在肚子里看到一个小女孩。
What does she look like?
她长什么样子呢?
Does she feel comfortable with herself? Is she able to express herself?
她觉得做自己是舒服的吗?她可以表达自己吗?
Does she think she's beautiful?
她觉得自己美吗?
Does she feel happy with her own body?
她对她的身体让她感觉到开心吗？满意吗？
Imagine that this girl is running freely in nature, and she has no clothes on.
感觉这个小女孩自由自在地在大自然里面奔跑，而且她没有穿衣服。
She feels the air, the wind, the ground beneath her feet.
她感觉空气、风。感觉脚底的抓力。
And she feels deeply connected to earth and all the elements.
她可以感觉到跟大地还有所有的自然元素有深刻的连结。
She's not concerned about how she looks or what other people think of her.
她一点也不在意自己看起来是什么样子，或者是别人对她有什么看法。
She's a wild girl.
她是一个狂野的孩子。
Yet her heart is very pure.
但是她的心很纯净。
This is the energy that society needs right now.
这就是现在的社会需要的能量。
The true feminine energy is wild and playful and at the same time very open and soft.
真正的女性能量是非常狂野、纯净，但是却同时又充满了玩心而柔软。
Much of your traditions are still dominated by male energy, which can be very rigid and based on strict rules.
我们很多人的传统都是以男性，都是由男性能量来做主，有的时候他可能会非常的古板，而且有严格的规定。
And I'd like to say something about this male-based energy as well.
我也想要谈一谈以男性为主的能量。
The male energy has gone into a survival mode in the past centuries.
在过去这几个世纪以来，男性能量已经转成生存模式了。
It has felt disconnected from the female energy, and this means men, actual men, have felt disconnected from their feeling side.
男性能量已经跟女性能量切断连结，意思就是说，男人跟自己的感觉切断了连结。
When little boys are trained to perform, to achieve in life,
当小男孩被教育成要在人生中有所成就，
and not to show their emotions,
不可以表现出自己的情绪，
they slowly get disconnected from their feminine energy.
他们也就慢慢地跟自己的女性能量切断了连结。
This results in a sense of emptiness inside,
结果会带来一种内在的空虚感。
But also a kind of anger or suspicion towards women.
同时也会对女人有一种愤怒或者是猜忌。
They suffer just like women, but in a different way.
她们像女人一样受苦，只是用不同的方式。
Whereas women aren't allowed to use their power and strength, men are disconnected from their soft and gentle side.
女人不被允许使用自己的力量，而男人也跟自己柔和温柔的一面切断了连结。
And they become estranged, men and women become estranged from each other.
然后男人跟女人之间就彼此感到疏远了，陌生了。
But now it is time for healing.
但是现在疗愈的时候已经到了。
It is time for understanding each other.
现在互相理解的时候到了。
In all of you, there's an awareness that rises beyond male and female.
在你们每一个人心里都有一份觉察，它是超越男女的。
And you all have had lifetimes in both bodies, in both sexes.
而且在你们的前世里，你们也做过不同的性别，男女都做过。
So when I ask women to again own their strength and their power, this is not an act of hostility towards men.
所以当我邀请女人可以去承认拥有自己的力量，那并不是要她们对男人有敌意。
I'm asking them to claim their independence, to stand up as the beautiful white women they are.
我只是请她们可以找到自己的独立，然后可以站起来感受自己的美与智慧。
And not to rely on a man in their life to own their own male energy, to use their own male energy.
不用在生活中依赖男人来使用自己的男性能量。
And when they do this, men will feel they are more allowed to connect with their feminine energy.
当女人可以做到这一点的时候，男人也会觉得自己更可以去连接自己的女性能量。
That's why it's so important to balance the male and female's energy inside of you.
这就是为什么去平衡自己内在的男女能量是这么的重要。
When men and women both become more whole inside, it becomes easier to reach out to the other gender.
当男女都感到自己的内在变得更加完整，他们就会更容易去影响另外一半的性别。
The relationship, a partner relationship between men and women are an essential part of being human.
男女关系是成为人一个很重要的核心。
And these relationships can be such a source of joy and inspiration.
而且这样的关系真的可以带来很大的喜悦，还有启发。
But this can only happen when both sexes take responsibility for their inner wound.
但是只有当两性都能够为自己内在的伤口负责的时候，才有可能做到这一点。
And treat each other with respect.
用尊重来对待对方。
And finally, I ask you to picture someone in your life, perhaps from the past, who is of the opposite gender and who you knew very, very well or know very well.
现在我要请你去想象一个人，是在你生活中一个真实的人，你跟他也很熟悉，他跟你是不同的性别。
And you use your feminine energy to really try and understand the other person.
你用你的女性能量来真的尝试去了解他。
Perhaps there's something in his or her behavior that has annoyed you or upset you, and that you didn't really understand.
也许他的行为里面有一些部分是让你不高兴的、激怒你的，然后你真的想要去了解他。
And try to be as open as possible and feel what has led to this behavior or what it feels like to be that person.
尽量让自己敞开心胸，去感觉说有这样的行为是什么样的感觉呢？让自己去理解它。
And even if you don't understand it fully, even trying so is an act of kindness and building a bridge toward the other sex.
就算你没有办法完全的了解，但是在你尝试的同时，你就已经可以带来和善，并且为你们两个人之间建立起桥梁。
And in doing so, you do not have to give up yourself. You can remain independent and true to yourself.
当你在这么做的时候，你也不用放弃你自己，你仍然可以保持独立，你可以继续忠于自己。
It is when you have a strong male energy that you also can have a strong female energy.
只有在你有一个强壮的男性能量的时候，你也可以拥有一个强大的女性能量。
Thank you all for being here today. I love being with you.
今天谢谢大家聚在这里，我很喜欢跟你们在一起。
Okay, thank you.
谢谢。
Oh, we'll take a break now.
我们休息一下。